Ellis's lawyers contended the grand jury that indicted the CEO exceeded its scope during its probe of corruption allegations against him. DeKalb Superior Court Judge Courtney Johnson disagreed. Defense attorneys wanted an appeals court to review that decision. But because Ellis's trial hasn't started yet, the lawyers needed Judge Johnson's permission for that. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says it's what's called an intermediate appeal.
It's a fairly complicated legal argument, but it does have some merit to it. And simply because the judge has denied the request to take it up on appeal now does not mean that it won't one day be successful on appeal. It just means that the defense will have to wait until the trial is over with to have the Court of Appeals consider it.
If the judge had granted permission for an appellate review, it could have delayed the trial for months, if not more. As it stands now, Ellis's trial will begin as scheduled in early June. He faces several felony charges in connection with allegations that he tried to strong-arm county vendors into contributing to his campaign fund. Though suspended from DeKalb County's top job, he remains on the county payroll. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.